Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We're back! We're pumped up and we're motivated. Hey guys, welcome to the after show for The Biggest Loser Season 16, Episode 5. We're going to call this one Sideline. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You can find me online at fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon on Instagram and Twitter. And I have my lovely Australian AfterBuzz co-host. How are you?
Hi, I'm AJ Rochester, former host of The Biggest Loser Australia and longtime Biggest Loser fan. You can get me anywhere on the internet, and I'd like to apologize for that right about now.
And actually, you, not only did you host The Biggest Loser for Australia, you also have written a lot of fitness books.
Yeah, I'm a long time, failed dieter. In fact, my book my book is called Confessions of a Failed Dieter. No, Confessions of a Reformed Dieter.
Can I have a copy?
Dieter.
I want a copy.
I'll get you a copy. Okay. Absolutely. Look, I'm a yo-yo dieter. I kind of say that I've been a yo-yo dieter more times than, Oprah Winfrey, but that is kind of how I got the job. You know, I kind of certainly had been through it and had, enough empathy to really understand what the contestants went through. Because, you know, you really do understand what they are going through.
Well, we're so appreciative to have you here and to have you have that insider scoop.
Yeah.
It's so cool to be backstage with you and be able to watch the show and you tell us all the inside secrets like, no, Jillian wouldn't do that or she wouldn't allow this. So we're going to have to tell you more of that as we go through this week's episode. Now,
until they silence me, that is. Not answering the door.
This week's episode was called Sidelined, and because at the weigh-in, there's a little trick that they call sideline. Can you explain what that is?
So this week, it's all about, there's the red line and then there's the sideline. So the red line's coming back and whoever falls under the red line is immediately eliminated, so there's no elimination. Mm-hmm. And the sideline is all about the challenge and whoever loses the challenge, well, whoever wins the challenge gets to choose one member from one team to sideline during the weigh-in. So obviously you'd pick whichever team you think is going to have the biggest weigh-in and you pick their strongest contestant, someone like Blake, who's consistently getting top numbers every week, Damien. Mike was a really good, consistently 10 pounds every week. And you sideline them, leaving the rest of the team to carry the overall weight loss.
You know, I love when they do little twists and turns like this because I feel like sometimes it can get discouraging when you have a team that's not really pulling their weight. But this gives the contestants an opportunity to really step up to the plate and really stand out for their team. For those of them who played sports where, you know, I was a gymnast, so it was a team sport, but it was more individualized. So I think it gives those type of athletes an opportunity to really step up to the plate and show them what they have.
And it really kind of creates a little bit of game on, because at the moment we've got White, who are dominating the game. They've been unbeatable in challenges, unbeatable in weigh-ins. So what it does is kind of creates this little bit of tension because, you know, whoever wins it can really alter the game quite significantly. A lot of it's up to chance with the challenge, because anything can go wrong during a challenge. And so it kind of just changes the game up a little, because honestly, if they weren't going to do that, they're probably going to do something like change the teams, because we've got six members of the white team.
And it's really boiling down, and it's just like, you know, the blue team, it's just all the teams.
It's three girls and one guy.
Yeah, and it's just,
it's not fair.
Exactly. You know, I kind of have some sympathy for Damien. But what we did see, the challenges are really getting harder. They're getting more challenging. And we see that this week, with this week's challenge, I don't even know what it was called.
Oh, it's
it was
huge.
Like a zip line across a canyon. And you had to pull your own weight. Now, I just went zip lining in Catalina about 2 weeks ago. And let me tell you, if anything goes wrong while you're up there, you know, you only have a little rope. You're screwed.
Yeah.
Now you got to add that with, you know, some of these contestants are 300, 200 plus pounds.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And some of them are afraid of heights like we've seen.
Well, and this isn't your normal hang on and let someone else take you along the zip line.
They
have to drag themselves along that zip line.
Exactly.
And that's a lot of weight, particularly a lot of upper body strength.
Yes.
And what they, it was 600 feet across. It was 10 stories high.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Woody, you know, he was expressing that, you know, he's afraid of heights. And since there's unequal members on each team, that he would just, you know, he decided to sit out.
He wanted
and
to.
Allison was like, no, no, no. Sorry, Woody. You sat out last time, so you're gonna have to get in. So we really see them, not only are they going to have to pull themselves across something that they've never done, some of these contestants have never carried their weight that they're at in a long time, maybe as athletes, you know, 10 plus years ago. But you know, a couple of the girls were saying like, I've never done this before, I've never carried my own weight, now I gotta carry it across 600 feet.
Well, even just an average weight person, you know, you ask anyone to do a pull-up, there's not a lot of people who can even do a pull-up.
I can only do like two unassisted
and
pull-ups.
And that's your own
And
weight.
I think I have, you know, I'm pretty strong for a girl. So
you
know, you, I can imagine.
It's tough. You know, years ago, I was like 350 pounds and I broke my leg and was in a wheelchair for a few months. And it was my first week of deciding to go on a diet. It was crazy. And the hardest thing that I found was having to lift my body weight to, you know, use the bathroom and get up the stairs and things like that. And I was devastated. And for me, it was really life-changing because I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was so fat and heavy, because it's that moment where you actually have to lift 300 pounds and you go, oh my God, it's so hard. And at the end of the zip line, they actually had to go uphill a little.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's really hard.
I wish you guys, AfterBuzz producers, we want to do like mini Biggest Loser challenges. I think that's what we should do now. Watch them do a challenge and you guys set up the obstacle course and then we'll do the challenge too. I think
that'd
be fun.
Yeah, I'm so not doing that.
You guys would want to see us.
I'll do the temptations where you have to eat everything. I'm so up for that.
Next week's episode looks really, really good. But sticking to this episode, we've seen them grow across and, you know, Damien, I thought he was just going to boulder it all. I thought he was just going to whip himself right across and he actually struggled.
Well, he popped his shoulder.
But even before he popped his shoulder, maybe he felt some tension or friction or something. But yeah, so he was going across and, you know, everybody was beating him. The red team, the white team. Then he ended up popped his shoulder. And I started getting worried. Now, you've been on set at The Biggest Loser. When stuff like that happens, do they stop the cameras and do they have the medics
Absolutely
come in?
Absolutely not. Well, no, the medics come in, but no. Nobody stops filming. The challenges, I have to say, the challenges are really, really thoroughly monitored. I mean, this is a competition with a lot of money at stake.
So, a lot of executive producer money at stake.
Yeah, and they come in and they have producers who come in and they run all the rules by you. They record you. You sign saying you acknowledge all the rules.
If I die, keep the cameras rolling.
Yeah, you know, you have to understand because, you know, a lot of people complain and they try to say, oh, that wasn't the rule and I didn't understand it and things like that. So, you know, it's run very strictly like a competition should and would be run.
Yeah.
The cameras keep rolling, the competition keeps going, but the medics are there. They're there 24/7. So they would have attended to him. Everyone else would have been doing it and they just kind of work around it.
Okay.
But he had a bandage on and he seemed to be fine and he was pulling other people, you know, along. And
yeah, he pulled himself through.
Yeah.
So that was good.
And white team brought it home.
As usual. Yep. And you know what's funny is that Woody, of course, he's the last one.
Terrified.
Yeah, terrified, but he pulled himself through and they win again. And it's just like, here's Jen dominating the game. She is so going to stay and be here for next season.
Oh, I love it. I can't say enough good things about Jen. I love her. I have a huge, huge girl crush on
Jen. Yes, I do too. Her abs are amazing.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that later because she's running around the beach in a bikini and we're all like tray jealous. I'm sure the producers are like, I know, let's have last chance training at the beach. Jen, you'll go to the beach. How about you wear a bikini?
And like, not only does she have abs, but she has that V cut.
Yeah.
I didn't even know girls could get the V-cut.
Well, Jillian had the V-cut to look like a man. Like
yeah, it was, she kind of looked like, yeah.
Jilly man.
Yeah.
But she looks...
Jen looks like a female, amazing.
Mm-hmm. She's got legs, her calves, her butt. Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous. I just am... It's crazy. Like, I just... It's insane.
I would want to be on her team. Pure motivation just looking at her. Her and Dolvet, both of them. Either or.
You've so got a crush on Dolvet. She's got a crush on Dolvet.
What are you thinking about Jesse? Do you think Jesse is growing on people, or do you think he's still the least favorite trainer?
I think Jesse's struggling. I noticed he doesn't have many Twitter followers, and I noticed I keep flashing it up on the screen.
Oh, Jesse, I'll follow you. I haven't followed you yet.
Look, Bob's really hard to follow. He's really tough act to follow.
Especially that he's still on the show.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, we know that's your replacement, but you're still around, so maybe you'll take his spot back.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he's got a really, really high possibility of having the winner, because the whole element of Comeback Canyon is that he's gonna have someone who probably gets kicked out of the game on some kind of technicality or some game playing, because now the game's on. Mm-hmm. Red line, they're getting closer to it, they've gotten rid of all the weak players. Now it's really about getting to the money and getting rid of the really strong players.
Yeah.
And, they're going to try and get rid of people that they really feel are true threats. So someone's going to end up at Comeback Canyon and want to stay.
Yeah.
And they're going to stay there and go back into the game and hopefully win. And the advantage of being at Comeback Canyon, no distractions.
Oh,
there's no filming.
I didn't even think of that.
A couple of interviews, bit of a weigh-in. The rest of the time, filming, working out.
Yeah.
No challenges, no temptations.
Yeah.
No excess calories.
Yeah.
That's, you know, so I think Bob's got a really, really good chance of actually supplying the winner for this season. So will be interesting.
Good analogy. Even, you know, you were saying that there's probably going to be somebody who got kicked out of a technicality or something like that. And I kind of see that being Mike in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't like a real fear. He didn't, you know, pull up the numbers. It was, hey, I want you guys to vote me off because I love you like my children. And I want you guys, you know, being the good guy.
Oh, I was so angry.
Why were you angry about that?
Oh, because he's a great player. He pulls really great numbers. He's done consistently 10 pounds every single week, even though he's injured and old.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great spirit. And I just think he's a really, really great player. Mm-hmm. And I really hated to see him go and fall on his sword. And I hate for people to kind of come into the game and go, oh, no, I'll go home. If you're there and you've beaten thousands and thousands of people, don't say you want to go home.
Like, I admired him, but to the same extent, I felt like you're self-sabotaging yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, why would you want to go home after you've been doing so great? You know, you deserve to be there just like anybody else. But I don't know. Maybe the producers had a little something to do with that. I don't know.
Encouraging him to go? You know, definitely they do encourage.
I'm sure they, you know, they put a little bug in people's
ear. They do, definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, maybe think about that. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, people make their own decisions.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he's in a good place. I think he's in a great place because he's safe and he's going to work out like a champion. He's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
He's going to be really...
He's always pulling up big numbers, and that's what we've seen him do this episode. And it was great because it was his first time in the Comeback Canyon. So it was kind of like, okay, is he going to pull big numbers this time, or is it going to be, you know, a little bit different? And we see that. He pulled, 7 pounds.
7 pounds.
Against
Chandra. Four, I think.
Yeah, only 4 pounds. Yeah. I mean, it's better than, you know, some of the numbers that she's been pulling before.
Yeah.
And I did like her little story. You know, she was a maple. First, I thought she was talking about maple syrup. I'm like, are you hungry? Do you want some pancakes? What are you talking about, a maple? And she was saying, no, that's my last name. My dad, he, you know, wrote me an encouraging letter saying that, you know, what is it called? Heroism?
Heroism?
Heroism. Kind of runs in the family. We're champions. You know, you're a maple.
Oh, yeah, the blood. Line, their whole family, they're a family of champions, which I just cannot relate to. A family of fatties. I know what it's like to win eating competitions.
You're a champion. Stop it.
But it's funny. I mean, you know, I really liked what Bob did. I think they're training Bob to get into that more touchy-feely thing because he had the board and he goes, I am, what am I? I am a champion. I am strong. Because Bob's all about usually the working hard.
We should do
that
here.
Kind of,
we should use our board. And I am. Like a weekly I am.
Awesome.
I am
amazing. In love with Dolvet.
I got to think of one. What am I? I am.
Oh, come on. Smart. pretty.
Disciplined.
Disciplined. You are disciplined.
I'm disciplined. You I had yogurt for dinner tonight.
You and granola.
And granola. I'm disciplined. The tea.
I know. That's really incredible.
Usually I have the AfterBuzz popcorn. If you guys don't know, we have an amazing popcorn machine backstage and I had to discipline myself and not touch the popcorn.
There you go. Right? I am. Awesome. So moving on, we had last chance workouts. Red team, Scott's going really, really hard. He is determined to really go hard and knows that he might be sidelined.
Oh, wait. I forgot to say this. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We actually, Mike has lost 73 pounds in just 5 weeks. Now, AJ, you were telling me, and we kind of had this discussion before, you know, 75 pounds in 5 weeks. Okay, on average, healthy weight to lose is 2 pounds a week. So in 5 weeks, that's 10 pounds. These guys are pulling up numbers like 75 pounds. Now, I will say this. When you do have a little extra, you know, carrying around, you'll lose sometimes the first couple of weeks more weight. But 75 pounds in 5 weeks, AJ, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, spoiler alert. And look, I am all about it. I love Biggest Loser. I think it's great. But I also think it's really important to explain to people it's not 5 weeks in real time. It's TV time. Because, and look, what's really, really amazing, Mike is off all of his meds, all of his diabetes medication, which he said last week. And he said, right? That's awesome. But what kind of upsets me, he goes, oh, in 4 weeks, I'm off my diabetes medication. What really I am fearful for is people in the real world who go,
thinking,
I'm going to get off my medication in 4 weeks.
You know, I'll tell you.
And then I don't know why.
I had a client and it took me 3 months to get his blood pressure down and to get him off of his insulin because he was dependent on insulin as well. He was diabetic.
And that's the only reason I feel that there should be that.
And I'm a great trainer.
Heavy and empty. Yeah, and I think Biggest Loser really wouldn't have a problem with kind of having that reveal for that reason.
Yeah.
Because it's really important, you know, when you're out there going, why can't I lose 73 pounds and get off my medication in five weeks?
That's
5 TV weeks. It's really, like, realistically, probably 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, even that's a lot for 3 or 4 months, but there's...
Yeah.
There's no way 75, like you, if you were losing that much weight, I don't think you would, you first have to starve yourself. And then I don't think you would be able to work out at the level that they're working out to maintain that weight loss.
But you know what? I will say Dr. Huizenga, who is the doctor who looks after Biggest Loser, and this Biggest Loser, the current way it is run, he is vigilant. He tests the testing that they go through. It's all metabolic testing. It's a huge test. It takes a day and a half to do blood, liver, everything. And he works out the exact amount of calories and you'd be amazed. It's a roughly, you know, 2000 calories for the men. And, they do work out for about 3 hours minimum a day. But you know, they are eating a reasonable amount of calories, but it is generally high protein, very low carb. But you would be surprised they are not starving and Dr. Huizenga makes sure that they are not doing that.
Well, I think especially after last season's winner, you know, Rachel, we've seen her and she was so skinny that people were worried about her health. She was, she looked sick, you know, and, you know, Dolvet and people say that the doctors tested her. She was fine. She just went extreme with working out. But like, I think that probably has, you know, a lot to come into play with this season. The doctor probably wants to make sure that, and I bet you Biggest Loser got a backlash for that. So they want to make sure whoever takes it home is not going to look like Rachel did.
I always joke, like, how far will Biggest Loser go? Like, will it just be like a head in a jar? You know, like they cut off all their body parts. They'll go home and they'll just come back like an amputee and just like, oh, I lost all my body parts, but I'm only 15 pounds. I'm the winner. Oh, I can't do that. I'm the winner.
That's funny.
Oh, someone's going to do a show like that. It's just horrible. Reality TV. We love it. I love reality TV. Where does it end? Anyway, moving right along. So we go to last chance workouts. Red are going hard. Blue are going hard. White are freaking out on the beach and Jen's in a bikini. Oh, all the men are joyous.
Well, why did they have Dolvet with a shirt off on the beach? Come on. Like, you go, you let, you know, the guys have some eye candy. What about the ladies? Jeez.
I'll make sure to ring Paul Franklin,
the
producer.
Please, you know the producer. Give him a call.
Paul Franklin, if you're listening, we would like Dolvet's shirt off. And Jesse, I mean, he's hot too. Come on.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that oomph. like, don't admit this.
Well, I don't know. I think it's all right.
I swear there's water in these cups.
Yeah, totally. Otherwise, I'd be drinking it more. Okay, so last chance of bikinis. The biggest decision for the white team is who to sit out. Damien seems to be their obvious choice because he's had great numbers. And there's only the three girls or the girls.
But you know what I didn't like? I didn't like that they weighed him anyway, just to show, you know, what he would have put up. What was the point of weighing him anyway?
Well, it's important, I guess. Well, because if he hasn't got a number, then he has to go home, you know, for that.
But even if it doesn't count?
Well, because if he doesn't weigh in, then they'll add that for the next week. They have to know that he's...
Okay, because if they didn't weigh him, then he can use his numbers towards next week, and then that wouldn't be fair. Then it'd be 2 weeks.
Yeah, let me tell you. So, and here's my theory, because I'm all about the theories. And I think Jesse revealed a little bit tonight where he said, so they come into the weigh-in, and Jesse said, I expected you to pick Damien. And he seemed to be the obvious choice. Yeah. And let me tell you, these trainers are not stupid. Bob and Jillian used to know everything. We eventually found out that they would have spies and, you know, the contestants would, you know, break into the production room and find out. And, you know, runners leave sheets around and, you know, they find stuff out. And people talk and they're always trying to find stuff out. And trying to hide stuff from Bob and Jillian was just impossible because they want to know. So they find stuff out. So they would kind of have a feeling for who. Plus, you know, certain contestants, even though they might be on different teams, become friendly. So they'll go, oh, you know, blah, blah. We're going to pick blah, blah. So you just don't know what's going on. He might have known. I think if you think it's going to be Damien, you go, hey, Damien, just like Jen's team didn't go very hard the other week and got those huge numbers the week after, like I predicted.
Yeah.
I think he would have gone, you know, Damien, maybe don't cut back on your salt this week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just drink a little bit of water before you weigh in. Mm-hmm. The girls are going hard and the girls, they knew they were going to get some good numbers and they did get good numbers. I will say that Damien's probably going to bring home a huge number. They did pick Damien to sit out. It proved to be a terrible decision because Damien got something pathetic, which is, 6 pounds. I mean, in the real world, it'd be great. But it was a disappointing number and they completely wasted it.
6 pounds! Oh. Like, the devastation!
I know. Oh, God, I wish. So it's interesting. Red team started with some great numbers. Scott, and they were talking about sitting Scott out, and Scott, 13 pounds. Legend. Good for him. Yeah. Oh my God. Good and he was him. Going hard.
Yeah.
He was determined to not be under the red line.
Yeah.
But it's a risk because if his team went to elimination, I mean, he could have gone home if he hadn't have kind of had a huge number. So red team, 13, Blake 7, Jordan 7, Rob 5. Blue team, Damien, and the girls needed 19 pounds between them. Three girls, 19 pounds. That's not been doable. Those girls have not really bought great numbers. So it was a little iffy, but they did it. Gina did 7, Jackie did 8, and Laurie only needs 4. And
I think I was tweeting at this part. I live tweet during the show. You guys, if you're watching the show, you can live tweet me. And I like retweet people's tweets. And I think I missed that part.
Well, Laurie got 9. 9!
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Laurie. I think I was looking at, you know what I was looking at? I don't know if Dolvet. You noticed. not Dolvet, but his team. But if you notice, Damien and the whole team, they all painted their nails blue, even Damien. So I was tweeting at Damien, like, that's team spirit. Even you as a guy painted your nails blue. And I was like, Dolvet, did you paint yours too?
They always do funny things like that because they spend a lot of time sitting around waiting for filming.
Oh, is
so
that
the
what
girls
it is?
Always do crazy things to the boys, like do their hair, do their nails. Like,
I'd be doing push-ups. I'd just be
Well, the winners do.
I'm like, I would use this time just the to winners keep do. On burning calories.
There's always one or two people who do that. Mike would be one of those people. Scott would be one of those people that never, ever, ever stop. Laurie, I think, is a potential winner. A couple of people have mentioned to me she's very tall. She's very athletic. Her physical makeup, she's very, very muscular.
Mm.
She's got an incredible spirit. You know, I shouldn't use that word. I was going to say girly, but I'm really mindful of that's not the appropriate way to do it. For young girls, we don't run like a girl. We don't fight like a girl. We don't swim like a girl. Because girls
are
awesome.
I've seen that campaign. Yes, go girls.
She's just very athletic and very strong and strong-willed. So I think she's a potential winner. I think she may go the distance. So she got a 9. So it'd be very interesting. And then White, you can see Jen freaking out for the first time. They're devastated. Their whole plan has just been thrown away. And poor old Rob, the only one who's freaking out on the red team who got five. Because if he is the lowest on his team, which he is, if they are the lowest, so if white beat them, Rob's going home immediately because we've got the red line.
Hmm.
So it's the lowest and you're gone in a moment. But it's not. It's the white team. And, oh, the hottest guy in the white team goes home.
That's funny. Oh,
the model, Matt, who is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
When he went up, I only seen, like, the top of him, and then they panned to his whole body. I was like, oh, he looks skinny. And then he had that belly at the body. But he's pretty... He's not as heavy, you know. It's funny how different people hold weight differently. Mm. Some people, you know, from the top, they don't hold it in their face. Sometimes they'll just be heavy bottom or in their middle area or everywhere. Everybody holds it different.
Yeah.
He held it pretty well.
No, he used to have the most incredible body. I mean, but his story was really interesting, which they featured a lot tonight. It's always a bit of a sign.
I know. It's always a giveaway. But you know what? They featured Damien a lot at last episode when he went home, but that's he didn't true. Go home. He went home to visit, but he didn't go home.
Yeah. I mean, but that was kind of instead of the challenge. So it was the storyline kind of thing. Yeah. But he was an athlete, but he was a multi-athlete. So he was a wrestler and a footballer. And he got injured, and they told him that if he didn't give up his sport, that he would be paralyzed.
Mm.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I think one of the common thing with athletes, one of the most common things is that they get used to eating X amount of calories, and then they
because
stop.
They could burn it off. Layla Ali, we're going to do an interview with her. I was doing some research. She said the same thing, that when she stopped her boxing career, she had realized she's not burning all those calories like she used to.
And that's, for him, was one of the bigger things. But then he also said that because he didn't have that, because of course we've got the endorphins that they're getting, you know, these people live off that endorphin rush that you get when you exercise, and he missed that, so he turned to comfort eating, and he just ballooned, and he'd met his girlfriend when he was a model, and she's, you know, stunning, tiny little girl, and she had given him an ultimatum that if he didn't change, he was going to have to hit the road. There was no for better or worse in there, for better or worse.
Let me give you some advice. You need to tell that girl to hit the road.
Hit
because
the
you know
road.
What? Somebody needs to love you for you and not right? your size. So you know what? Lose the weight, dump her.
Ditch the girl.
And then, you know, whoever wins the show, if it's a girl, you kind of hook
ya.
Up with her.
High five on that one. Absolutely. Oh, and Jen said that to him, I think, episode one. Yeah. She was like, you know, you're beautiful and... You know, we want him to get rid of that girl. And he's hot on the inside anyway.
Yeah. Watch, he's going to come back. He might win the at-home challenge just for that, you know?
Well, $100,000 is up, and now he goes to Comeback Canyon. So it's never sad when they leave because they're not really leaving.
Yeah, they're sad, but we already know Bob's. I don't know. I kind of wish that we didn't know. I wish they picked and, you know, they were more picky with choosing who was going to go home to kind of leave the audience us in suspense, like... Is this person going to come back? Is this, like, I didn't care that, what was her name?
Chandra.
Or even Emmy. I didn't really care for them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wish the limo just would have went past Comeback Canyon. Just keep on going because you went home anyway.
You know, it's really funny because every Friday I do a catch-up call with the eliminated contestant. Uh-huh. And the last few weeks I get on this phone call with, you know, supposedly a lot of other people. And there's only like 3 or 4 people on there because no one cares at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, let me tell you, in a few weeks, everyone will care and everybody will be fighting for, you know, people to be, I want to ask a question. But one of the cute things that Emmy did say that the hardest thing about going home for her was teaching her children how to eat healthily, because for all these years, she's been feeding her kids junk food and her kids have really, really struggled with the dietary changes, and it's that she's found it really, really heartbreaking to have to say no to her kids. And I, you know, I really related to that as a parent and I really felt for her, but I also really respected that she's really, stood up for that. And she's exercising with her kids and she said that she's got some really good numbers, but she wouldn't tell us what. So every Friday, at Reality Wanted on Twitter.
I need to watch that. I need to catch up too.
Yeah. So
do you think any of them would call in here to AfterBuzz?
Maybe. I can ask.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I think our yeah. viewers would want to.
Yeah, well, we can record it. I mean, it's okay. It's a group phone call, so I can arrange it.
Yeah, let's do that. That would be good. Yeah. I'd like that.
You know, we share the love. And so, yeah, so it's Matt and Mike at Comeback Canyon. Do I think that Mike has it to beat Matt? No, do I think Matt? Here's the thing. At the start of the show, Matt was whinging and complaining that his arms hurt and Jen was kind of like, come on, pull yourself together. You're not working hard enough. I don't think that Matt has it in him to beat Mike. I think it's going to take someone like Scott to come along to Comeback Canyon and beat Mike. I think Mike's there to stay. I think he's going to make it his home for quite a while. And I think we'll probably say goodbye to Matt next week.
I agree.
Yeah.
Bye, Matt.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you when you got your abs back. But right. Get rid of the girlfriend.
Yeah.
We'll take you get a rid day. Of her.
What did you think about that whole... I know nutrition is so important.
The Luna
and
bomb.
I almost get excited when they start, you know, pulling out the food. But then I'm like... This feels so staged and sponsored.
Oh, yeah. So Jen comes in and goes, guys, you know, it's all about the nutrition. And then she pulls out like a prepackaged Luna bar.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, kind of just like this youth H2O that I have here. You know, us hosts, we like to drink this before we go on air because it gives us that extra, you know, boost of energy without getting the jitters.
Gazing! Yeah. Ka-ching! Yeah, it's a little bit like that because let me tell you, those contestants are, I loved it because she said, oh, it's all natural ingredients. It's dates, peanuts, and salt. I'm telling you, the one thing they're not eating is salt.
Salt, yes. When you eat salt, you're holding the sodium and it causes all the water to kind of get stuck in you. And that, you don't want that water weight when you're about to weigh in.
Yeah, unless of course you're playing strategically, which is what I believe Jen did a few weeks ago when they had that 6 pound advantage. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't get really great numbers that week, but then last week they got awesome numbers, and were safe. So they're not eating salt.
Mm-hmm.
Dates are full of sugar. Peanuts are full of fat.
Yeah.
You know, it was a 220 calorie bar.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality of it is, you know, it's a multi-million dollar show. You know, it costs millions and millions of dollars to make. So it's a sponsored thing. You know, it's television.
You got to keep the lights on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right?
Hey.
We don't want them running around
We're
in cardboard
do that
boxes.
After us too.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's part of it.
But yeah. No, it makes sense.
What can you do? It's all right. It's fine.
Let's talk about predictions.
Yes.
Our music.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I feel like we're always giving our predictions, but I think next week we are going to see Damien struggle a little with working out because now he has that injured shoulder. But, you know, as an athlete, especially football players, they're used to having to push through the pain. So that's what we're going to, you know, continue to see him do. I think, you know, this is only going to motivate him even more. I think, like you were saying, Matt's going to go home. Mike's going to dominate and... Who do you think is going to go home next week from the weigh-in?
Ooh.
I think Jen's team is going to come back. She's going to be pissed that her team didn't do as well as she hoped this week. So, you know, she's very strategic. So she's going to strategize something to make it happen for next week to pull big numbers.
Yeah, I think Damien, despite the injury, is probably actually going to pull a pretty big number because I think his sixth number was strategy.
Yeah.
I think Jesse's finally worked out that if he doesn't play a strategic game, then he is not going to get ahead.
Yeah.
I do think that either next week or the week after, the teams are going to break up. They're going to move some members because it gets too comfy and too cozy.
Yeah.
They're going to swap them over. One team's going to take, it's going to be, you get to steal a player.
Yeah, we see the temptation challenge for next week. And I think you know, for the challenges that have to deal with physical activity, they can be hard. But I think the real temptation is the nutrition, the food. Like, for me, and I think for a lot of people, you can go work out hard, but it's when you get back home and those cookies in the cabinets are calling your name and nobody's around. You know, it's kind of like, you know, that saying, when a tree falls, did anybody hear it? But did it fall? Well, if nobody saw you eat that Oreo cookie, did you really eat it?
But the temptation in Biggest Loser is not about, oh, gee, I really want that cookie. It's about... how many calories am I going to eat to win $200,000? Yeah, no, and how many people are going to hate me for it?
Yeah.
But hey, I'm going to have $200,000. And this really, this is where it is game
on. I wish
on.
I could go on The Biggest Loser. I think I would be so dang competitive. I really, yeah. really do. Like, I'd be counting calories in my sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to have someone like Scott who will play, he'll play, he'll eat calories. I think someone like Blake
won't.
I'd be
doing jumping jacks in the shower. Like,
I'd just eat everything and then go and get rid of it afterwards, you know?
The unhealthy way. Do not listen to her.
$200,000. Come on.
You guys watching at home, make sure, you know, when you're on YouTube, talk to us. Leave us your comments. Yeah. What would you do if you were on The Biggest Loser? You know, what would your strategy be? Would you be able to handle it?
Would you eat everything and then work out for 10 hours or go for a quick stop in the bathroom, or,
so
or would you just go, no, I'm here to lose weight?
But you know what? I'm sure, wouldn't rumors go around and the doctors hear about it and they kind of watch you? And
hey, look, I knew a girl. We had a girl who ate 34 liqueur chocolates in 30 minutes for immunity. And
okay, what do you mean by immunity?
She got to stay for a week. She was safe. She was safe for another week. But wouldn't you do it?
I don't understand. Why would you do that? What do you mean by
immunity?
Because
you don't get eliminated. So when you come to the weigh-in, you're safe. Generally what happens with judging by that temptation, what I saw with all that food laid out, next week there will probably be some element where you can eat this much and if you eat this much, then you could stay.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's how we did it in Australia. Yeah. I mean, you know.
We'll have to see. This is going to be, I think they're going to turn it up. I think next week's episode is going to be good. You guys watching at home, make sure you follow us, tweet us, tune in next week. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Yeah, and you guys will be here, same place, same time. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. Go to fitwithfallon.com for all your celebrity fitness news. Where can they find you, AJ?
At AJ Rochester, that's AJAY. I'm at AJ Rochester on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere.
Yes, make sure you hit us up. Yeah. Let's chat. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.